Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Last time we began a discussion talking about history. I encourage you to jot down a few things you remember about your own history. I acknowledge there would be things, incidents, people, and the like you would not want to remember. Everybody I've ever met has a do not enter sign somewhere in their mind. This is a part of our history that we do not want to recount. It's too upsetting to us. But what about the good things? Were you able to capture some? I hope so. Hold on to them if you would. Let's go back to Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. I read this for us yesterday, and we understand now that in the first part of the verse, the Apostle Paul is writing about what is recorded for us in the Bible's Old Testament. In Romans 15, verse 4, he begins, "For whatever was written in earlier times," that is, the Old Testament. And he continues, "was written for our instruction." Ah, we follow. What was written in the Old Testament has value for instructing those of us who live far beyond those times. There was instruction coming out of the Old Testament that was beneficial to these Romans, and now, of course, beneficial to you and I today. This word instruction in the Greek, the original language of the New Testament, has within it the meaning of applying what one learns directly to one's lifestyle. It is not only that I receive instruction that I tuck away in my brain, storing up some more Bible information. Rather, whatever this instruction is, I apply it to how I live. So there is something the books of Genesis through Malachi teach us, and whatever they teach us, whatever instruction we receive, is to be applied in the here and now, like in your car, out there on the road. History, it turns out, has serious implications for the present. And the Apostle Paul continues in verse 4 of Romans 15, saying, "So that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." He finishes the verse, and he writes about the benefit to us from reading and applying Old Testament Scripture. He uses the word perseverance to describe what we will need in order to be faithful as we read the Old Testament and apply it to our circumstances. To persevere is to sustain one's faith in God through the very challenging situations of life. The Bible is a sure and ready, listen to the next word, encouragement to us in this regard. In fact, Paul writes next, "and the encouragement of the Scriptures." I love that phrase. Indeed, the Scriptures are our greatest encouragement, aren't they? If you've just been introduced to Christ, or perhaps you're just exploring what this radio station has to offer, and you're not much of a Bible reader, well then no wonder you are so discouraged. Or maybe you've been following Christ for some time now, but you're so busy and have little time to read any part of the Bible, let alone what seems like a boring and irrelevant Old Testament. Well, not only are you missing out on encouragement, but also more importantly, you're missing hope. Hope is the final word of Romans 15, verse 4. And we'll talk more about hope next time, because hope is a missing element for many people. In fact, it is somewhere in your history that you lost hope. How is it that the hopelessness of the past can be transformed into the hopefulness of the future? We'll talk about that when you join me right back here for Wednesday's edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.